Six Florida counties took up a significant chunk of the committee's gaming discussions Wednesday. The six counties have held referendum votes supporting a move to allow slot machines at paramutuals in their communities. But committee chair Rob Bradley says that could violate the proposed agreement with the tribe. Under the current compact proposal, Bradley says only a select few paramutuals could offer slots without violating the exclusivity agreement.
The proposed compact permits one additional paramutual location in Miami-Dade and one additional paramutual location in Palm Beach, with each additional facility permitted to phase in during a three-year period, 750 slot machines and 750 video racing terminals with a $5 bet limit.
Bradley says if slot machines are expanded to paramutuals beyond those listed in the compact, the $3 billion the state is expected to take in through revenue sharing over the next 7 years would be significantly cut. But Lakeland Republican Senator Kelly Stargell says it doesn't make sense to treat paramutuals differently, and she says the current proposal uses the compact to pick winners and losers. She has a different idea.
It requires that the compact is deemed ratified if the following two amendments are made to the compact. The compact must be amended to provide that revenue sharing is not impacted if the legislature approves slot machines at any of existing facilities in counties that have approved slot machines by referendum as of January 1st, 2016. And it removes the proposed language dealing with the new slot license for Palm Beach and Miami-Dade counties.
Under Stargell's proposal, those counties that have held referendums would be able to approach the legislature at a later date to request slot machine licenses. But some, like Naples Republican Senator Garrett Richter, say they'd rather resolve the issue now.
We've already deferred this once. As you might know that I chaired a committee a few years ago, and we went around the state, and we had hearings, and we met in four corners of the state, and we had all kinds of public hearings right here in this room, and we debated these issues, we debated a commission, we debated the slots, we debated it all, and at the end of the day, it was decided to kick the can down the road to a future legislature, and this is the future legislature.
And committee members say a measure by Stewart Republican Senator Joe Negron better addresses that. Lawmakers voted against Stargell's amendment and looked to the Negron amendment instead. The provision makes changes in the larger gaming bill rather than the compact ratification measure.
The first thing it does is it recognizes all prior slot machines where there has been a referenda and respects the right for a new referendum to be made to authorize slot machines. It authorizes a new slot machine license in Miami-Dade County, which, to be clear, is already included in the compact, so that is the same.
Negron says that means paramutuals like Creek Entertainment in Gretna would be given slot licenses. The change also decouples greyhound and horse racing from other gambling activities at paramutuals. But Bradley warns the move could impact revenue sharing with the tribe.
There's so many moving parts because it depends on how many slot licenses you have. Ms. Baker would get into the details of all these as to whether you offset revenue, less tribe revenue, more slot revenue.
The amendment passed. Lawmakers also passed a provision that would link the gaming bill and compact ratification measure, stipulating that one cannot pass without the other. But the Senate committee stopped short of following the House procedure, which put both provisions under one bill. Without that, some are worried about what could happen if both measures make it to Governor Rick Scott's desk, but he only signs one and chooses to veto the other. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.